I have today sent a very special message to Speaker John McCormick, congratulating him on the leadership of the House of Representatives in passing the most revolutionary as well as the most beneficial measure for older Americans since we passed Social Security itself back in 1935. In addition, the distinguished chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Senator Harry Byrd, assured me some time ago at the White House that after the House acted, he would ask the Senate Finance Committee to have prompt hearings on this bill without delay. So the overwhelming House vote of 313 to 115 indicates that the Senate could act shortly, and I would hope promptly. Thus, before very long, this historic measure could become the law of the land. Social Security introduced a new concept into our American life. I'm surprised that we waited until 1935 to get around to enacting such a bill. But under the leadership of President Roosevelt and the subsequent action of the Congress, America has been a stronger country and a more compassionate society since we passed the 1935 Social Security Act. And I don't know of a single man in Congress now, in either party, who would dare repeal the Social Security bill. This bill provided that Americans should not spend their later years in penniless poverty. And many men who opposed it at first have since changed their mind. Today, Social Security is a source of security to millions in this nation, and it is an accepted part of the American way of life. This bill is just as sweeping in its meaning. It represents a national determination that older Americans should no longer suffer from illness while unable to afford decent care. The first Social Security bill did not include Medicare, hospital care, doctors, nurses treatment. But through making small, regular payments, now older men and women will be helped to meet the price of hospital care, of doctors, of drugs, of surgery. They will no longer have to suffer from misery and neglect and depend upon their relatives because they themselves cannot afford the cost of modern treatment. I predict that 30 years from today, this bill, too, will be a welcome and a permanent part of our nation's heritage that no representative would ever dare repeal. Why? Because it represents the moral principle that we just must not neglect in their age those who have given a lifetime of service to their country. And in the years to come, the grandchildren of the present members of Congress will report to their children that their grandfather was a member of the Congress that enacted this hospital and medical care bill. And they will point to it with pride. And we all owe a very special debt of gratitude to Chairman Wilbur Mills of the state of Arkansas, who now heads the House Ways and Means Committee. His leadership was a critical factor in shaping and in passing this great measure.